And the next thing was, my Southern Baba decided, if I got into my own bar, I'd retire into it.
Yeah.
And then Minalek was an old fair village with three bars and three houses, as I tell the visitor. And the fair day, the 16th, you wouldn't be able to get into the village with people buying and selling and trucking,
yeah.
And the banks and the lawyers and the doctors and the dentists, everybody
yeah.
came to Minalek on a fair day. But the sad news and the bad news is that in the mid, the end of the 40s, early 50s, the fairs died and March came in.
Yeah.
And of course the village died with it.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And there was only one bar opened in 1968 when I bought the bar, the bar that I bought. It was closed for 10 years except for open for a couple of weeks in the summer to keep the license in vogue.
Right.
The family would come home and run the bar. So,
Would that have been a run-down building? I'd say?
Oh, yeah. Run-down, you
yeah,
would.
Close for 10 years.
Close except for the summer
yeah.
months, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, I had to re-roof it and knock in windows and doors and knock all the centre out of it, because there was upstairs and there was double walls, and the walls in that building were 2 feet wide, stone walls.
Yeah.
So myself and Baba looked at it and decided we'd clear it out and make a lounge, and that's how it started. And
it's known all over the world now.
Oh, yeah, because Charlie, because of that. Certainly is, because we've had every nationality in the world and every television from. There's nothing for people to come home from America, Australia, Japan, Hawaii, so many different places. And they say to me, I saw you on television. Because these people came over and filmed. And we had every film company from starting off and then Sweden and Norway and Holland and Germany and Italy and France and nearly every country in the world has
been in it.
And South Africa.
Yeah. And you played there every Saturday night, and most nights during the summer, like Leo.
Seven nights a week I played in it
for
when it opened, because it was the only outlet for the when the dance halls all closed,
yeah.
And it was the first singing pub.
And it took off.
The people were chock-a-block full. You couldn't get. You have to come at 8 o'clock at night
yeah.
to get a seat, and. It was amazing.
A huge success story.
A huge.
Yeah.
Oh, I.